This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
I'm now joined by Georgia Knott from Georgia Gets By to chat about their new EP called Split Lip. Morena, Georgia, how you doing?
Morena, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you prefer being called Gio or Georgie or anything?
Do you have any
names you prefer?
I have so many nicknames. Most people, like, I feel like people have just slowly shortened my name over the years. Mm-hmm. So now, like, all my nearest and dearest are just at G.
G, what's up, G?
as little effort as possible.
We get to the point where they won't even say G, they'll say J. And then you'd be like,
yeah,
hello.
Yeah, like, oi.
Yeah. You're currently over in the US right now. I saw that on your Instagram. You were over in Yosemite National Park quite recently. Did you happen to see any wolves?
No, I was like hoping like, and also not hoping to see a bear though.
Oh,
because you have to, like, bears are all out and about out there. And like, you have to put all your food in bear boxes and have to be very diligent, because they have like something like 10 times better like smell than a dog or some random thing.
Yeah,
something ridiculous. But that, I've like been wanting to go there ever since I like moved to California, and it's taken me a whole 10 years, but it was so insane. Like,
true.
So cooked.
So you've lived in California for quite a while now.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have on and off, you know. I lived in Wellington last year for a while and have just like come back in the last couple of months to give it another go. Mm-hmm.
And how's that working out?
It's good. It's nice, I think, to be like in the thick of it, and obviously living here for so long, I've built quite a nice community of my like chosen fam, you know. So it's nice to be back with them, and just trying to like run with it while I can, because nothing's guaranteed.
No, not indeed. We're here to chat about your new Split Lip EP. Have you ever had a split lip before?
Yeah, I actually weirdly got one just from like being in the mountains and my actual like lip splitting.
Oh no! But, was it like the altitude like, and the dryness,
yeah,
and
like
cold
the,
and
yep,
stuff?
Yeah, sunburn. Yep.
Oh mate!
But I got one like, I shit you not, like a few days after writing the song Split Lip, and I was like, this is real spooky.
Oh, that's crack up. What is your remedy for a split lip? Do you have to get stitches? Do you have to get some special ointment?
Just try not to smile.
that's the advice.
Yeah, try not to smile. You're just looking like you've got like, you know, like one of those like really overly injected people.
It's a lot of filler. It's a lot of filler. Yeah. In your lip. Yeah. Oh, crack up. Okay. You're formerly part of Broods, which was an electronic duo, and now you're doing your own stuff. How does it feel to be making such a massive career pivot and investing in your own sound? Was it something that you were wanting to do for quite a while?
I mean, I wouldn't say quite a while. It kind of like happened on accident, you know, like Caleb, my brother, who we're in Broods together. It's been like quite a few years since we actually lived in the same place. So naturally I just started kind of making music on my own, and found myself with the first EP, Fishbird Baby Boy, like on accident. And then, yeah, like this EP has kind of been made in more of like an intentional way. But it's been really cool. It's been really cool to just find out who I am on my own, because I think starting like at 19, you're such a half-baked human, you know?
Yeah, totally. You're like, I'm an adult, but you're not really an adult.
Yeah, I laugh at myself so hard when I think about like how much I thought I knew back then.
What's your biggest revelation been since making your own music and discovering more about yourself?
I think just like how much more, like, maybe it's also to do with just kind of having been doing it for a while, but I think I've gotten really good at taking it less seriously. Like, still obviously the things that I'm writing about are really dear to me and I mean them so much, but I think just like taking like the stakes as being like less of a ever looming cloud, you know, like just being really happy to be doing it in the moment. And I think that way I can not waste like how good it is as well, when I'm not just stressing about how, like, no results based motivation, you know.
Just going in with the artistic intent and creativity, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to be happy, so like just let myself enjoy it.
No, I mess with that. I mess with that heavy. When I listened to the track, first thing, I was hit by a wave of nostalgia, and I had this like itching song in the back of my head. I was like, what does this sound like? And then I was trying to figure out what it sounded like, and I reckon that the opener kind of gives off When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive and Heaven or Las Vegas by Cocteau Twins. Were those influences at all here on the song?
Sick.
I really had that vibe.
Yeah, I was like, I was going so hard on the Cocteau Twins.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah.
And like, I've been kind of new to Slow Dive, but like, I was really, really like, just a lot of Cryo Geyser, a lot of Cocteau Twins, and a lot of My Bloody Valentine. I think I just kind of like to feel like I'm being like water blasted by a song.
Yeah, like, totally.
Water blasting my frontal lobe with like a ridiculous amount of like guitar pedals. And there's something quite nice about that with such a, I don't know, more on the vulnerable side type song. Like, it's really fun to me to put it with that kind of instrumentation, just to, I guess, like give myself momentum through those emotions or something.
Mm. I think you definitely feel it on Split Lip with how the momentum of the song really picks up. There's a lot of different moods in the track. There's a lot of different, I guess, tempos. Yeah, it's absolutely banging track. There's actually three technically teaser tracks here. The Split Lip and Some Kind of Angel, which were kind of kindred spirits. And I read that you've said that Split Lip channels masculine, stoic energy, meanwhile Some Kind of Angel embodies a more gentle and less processed, more feminine approach. Sounds of both these songs reflect a kind of general duality on the whole EP.
Yeah. I think, like, because I was just kind of also during the time of writing it, I was like definitely trying to understand like that balance of masculine and feminine so much more, like, intentionally and mindfully, and with like just in myself, but also with like, you know, my sexuality and stuff. And it was really fun to just let the full spectrum exist, and I think that has been a cool thing to bring into like the music making process.
For sure. I've never been to a shoegaze gig myself, so when you play a track like Split Lip Live, what is the setup looking like? Is it just a million pedals and heaps of chords and whatnot?
I don't know. I've never played that one live.
Oh, right. So it's going to be an experience for you as well.
It's. I've been thinking about that, honestly, like how to do it. But yeah, it is like, it's kind of, you can achieve so much more live, like, than that whole, like, that, with, especially with, like, shoegazy stuff, like, live, it feels so much bigger instantly because you're, like, there and it's so loud and like, has, like, taken on a bit of a life of its own. But yeah, it's, like, so many little bits and pieces and sound design and stuff, but it'll be interesting. I like don't know if I'll be able to play that slide guitar bit without like having to stare at the guitar really intensely. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to practice.
It seems like quite a balancing act, you know.
Yeah, but it's fun. I think I like the challenge of getting to know my instrument a little bit more so that I can sing and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
The guitar.
For sure. Is there going to be any physical media release? Is there going to be a cassette or a vinyl or a CD people can get their hands on?
Yeah, I'm gonna release a cassette. I'm gonna announce that on. I'll show that on IG tomorrow. But yeah, it's like physical media has not been something that I've been able to do yet, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's sick. That's sick. And I don't have a whole lot of time left on the interview today, but last thing I want to know, is there going to be any upcoming tour dates in Aotearoa?
I really, really hope so. Like, I mean, I'm sure every single musician is complaining about how bad the touring industry is right now, but like, I think where there's a will, there's a way, so I'm thinking that I'll come back to New Zealand like at the end of summer and try play some shows around then, but I will keep everybody posted.
Cool. Where there's a will, there's a way, and Georgia gets by. Thank you very much for joining me, Georgia. It was great chatting with you this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, thank you. All right, folks, that was Georgia Knott, a.k.a. Georgia Gets By, talking about their new Split Lip EP, which you can find all over the internet. Coming up very shortly on the program at 10, we have the Bunchies Big Score Boys coming in to talk about their debut single, Scrapbook, which will be very fun. Here is Georgia Gets By with Split Lip. It's currently 9:46 here on The One. Keep it locked, gang. Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.